Let's just say for a moment, let's just pretend that Assad did it. Okay. Or that you have evidence that says that Assad did it. Let's say also for a moment that you have evidence that says that someone perpetrated a heinous crime like a murder. So in the United States, you take that evidence that you have to indicate that someone murdered their neighbor or their wife or their husband or whatever the case may be, right? And once you have that evidence, you do what? Mitter Church, please. You go to their house and you kill them. Oh, wait. That's not what you... No, wait a minute. Right. You get a mob. You find out where the dude or the chick lives. You go to their house with torches, stand out in the lawn, demand they come outside. Beat them to death. Mitter Church, we don't have to beat them to death. We can kill them from a distance. Oh, okay, I got it. So we go stand outside their house and using the semi-automatic weapons that you people insist are part of the Second Amendment and your universal right to carry them from here to the ice world of Hoth and back. And kind of like in one of those movies, you know, where you shoot a house up with 500 rounds. You just shoot the house up. We'll take care of the problem, right? Mitter Church, no, that's not how it works. You got to have a trial. Oh, you mean you actually have to vet the evidence and then present the evidence and then make the case and then after all that maybe present it to a jury and if not a jury, a judge? And after having done that, maybe a death penalty verdict is rendered? I seem to recall that that's the way it's supposed to work, right? These days, folks, I don't know. She falls down a well. Her eyes go crossed. She gets kicked by a mule. They go back. I don't know. Well, I don't know either. Do you? So I'm intrigued. The war drums were beating so hard 2 days ago, it was almost imminent that an attack was going to be launched. But it didn't happen. Isn't Assad still in need of being punished for his previous, quote, gas attacks on his own people, close quote? Regardless of whether or not he perpetrated this one, the Decepticons tell us that he most certainly perpetrated the previous chemical weapon gas attacks. Where's the payback? You heard Celeste News report at the top of the hour here today that, and she played a clip from the president that, well, you know, it's a shame, he said, that that we get put in this position. America, right? I'm listening to this going like, Mr. President, with all due respect, we did not get put into this position. We placed ourselves with great cheer into this position. That's the proper way to look at this. So I have a couple of stories here that I want to get into. Poison gas, weapon of choice for false news by Peter Koenig. Poison gas is not only deadly, it often provokes a slow suffocating death that perpetrated on innocent children is particularly cruel. But what such poison gas attacks are mere false flags or by the new term false news and are used to provoke war, perhaps an all-annihilating war, then humanity has turned to what it never should have become, a lowly herd of brainless zombies. Recall that yesterday, Rebecca Heinrich at TheFederalist.com was insisting that now was the time to savagely attack and annihilate Assad. Take him out. He's gassed kids for the last time, even though we don't know that he gassed kids. And by the way, if the French pansies, if they have evidence that the Syrians did this, you know, there are international courts of law. The United Nations does have a process to actually deal with this. The government of Syria is actually a party to the UN Charter and has a seat in the UN. If the French pansies actually have this evidence, this is a mere procedure then. You would take the evidence to the Security Council. You take it to a meeting. Say, this is what they did. We've got the proof here. You could say that we demand that that Assad step down. You could say that, hey, based on this, we wish to have now a resolution from the Security Council that we can start lobbing cruise missiles or helicopter attacks or whatever, plane attacks, B-1 bombers, and the UN will say yay or nay. Now, again, that's not a requiem from me on the UN. I don't think we should be in the UN. But since we are, and I haven't heard that we're going to get out of it anytime soon, then you agreed to be in it, so you kind of got to deal with then you got to deal with the consequences. Now, listen to this. If you don't think that there's a crisis in leadership in America today, Daniel Larrison has this at the American Conservative Magazine website. I'm just going to go through these and we'll come back to some of them. Paul Ryan's failure is now complete. House Speaker Paul Ryan, this is a quote from an AP story. House Speaker Paul Ryan said yesterday that President Trump has broad authority to attack Syria, precluding the need for Congress to act beforehand. Quote, the existing AUMF gives him the authority he needs to do what he may or may not do, Ryan said during a press briefing in the Capitol. Ryan has always been a, now, a close quote. The existing AUM, that's, AUMF stands for Authorization to Use Military Force. Gives him the authority he needs to do what he may or may not do, close quote. The authorization to use military force was specifically granted to retaliate for against those who perpetrated the attacks of September the 11th, 2001. Did Assad bring down a World Trade Center? Answer, no. Did the government of Syria in any way, shape, or form, materially or intellectually or in any way, shape, or form, aid or assist in the plane that crashed into the Pentagon? Answer, no. Did the government of Syria aid or persist in any of the terrorist activities that led to the attack of September the 11th, 2001? No. You can keep answering these questions all you asking these questions all you like. The answer keeps coming back. How about no? Now, why does that matter? Well, that matters because they obviously then cannot be covered by the AUMF. And the AUMF is a constitutional perversion. This is basically Congress saying we are a bunch of wussies. We're a bunch of yellow-bellied sissies. We don't want to have to vote on a declaration of war. So we're just going to tell the president, hey, Lama, hey, president, whoever you may be at the time, you know, if you find somebody and you identify them as having something to do with 9/11, like maybe they were alive at the time, you know, you can bomb them back into the Stone Ages.